listening to Opportunity Detroit, brought to you by Rocket Mortgage. I'm Ann Thomas, and the draft is less than 2 weeks away, and I hate it to pull David Cowan, the Chief Public Spaces Officer for the Downtown Detroit Partnership, away from his work. But, David, I got to know, how are you doing?
We're doing well. We're ready, Ann. And after, you know, 6 years of sort of gearing up with the initial submission of the bid to then being awarded the draft 2 years ago, you know, we've had lots of time to sort of think about it and prepare. So we're coming up on 2 weeks out, and we are ready. We're excited, and we just know that Detroiters are excited as well and are preparing to come down in big numbers.
Remind our listeners a little bit about the history of all of this. You mentioned that you've been working on it for a while, but how did all of this come about?
Yeah, so the NFL draft is such an amazing event. It is arguably the second most popular sporting event, but it's one in which there's no gameplay, there's no action, there's no ball. And it's really a big fan festival. It's a player selection meeting. But it's one that celebrates all 32 teams of the NFL, the fan base, the excitement around the hopes of the team. And, you know, it's a really special sort of fan experience. If you've not been to one, you definitely have to come to Detroit's because it's going to be the best yet. But, you know, it's the culmination of these young men's dreams to become an NFL player and to watch that play out on the stage, watch the celebration of place in a way that the NFL draft does related to each city that it travels to. For us, the excitement around the Lions is at an all-time high, so we couldn't have picked a better year to have the biggest fan fest in the NFL come to town. So we have the perfect culmination of circumstances to really allow Detroit to shine in this moment. So we couldn't be more grateful to have it in town, not without some disruption, but you know, for a 3-day commercial for Detroit across the globe, and
yes,
and for all the people it'll bring out, I think we're faring quite well.
How do you prepare for this ultimate fan experience? What's it going to be like?
Oh, it's such a tremendous effort by so many people. The partnership that Visit Detroit, the Detroit Sports Commission, the Downtown Detroit Partnership, the City of Detroit, Bedrock, the Lions, so many others have come together to really make this event possible here in the heart of downtown. It's been a multi-year effort in planning. It is a logistical feat to build a 200-foot by 230-foot draft theater right in the center of the Campus Martius District.
Wow.
And then connect that event space down Woodward to an international border. It's just quite the logistical challenge. But after designing it and iterating on this event site for over a year, we're feeling ready. We're anxious to open the gates to the hundreds of thousands that are going to be coming through to see the draft happen live.
How do we go about visiting the city during this time? Give us some advice.
Yeah, definitely. So the city is going to be as active as you'll ever have seen it, which means congestion. And I think if you plan your visit and just take some steps to prepare ahead of time, it should be a really fun time for you, for your family, friends, to make memories in downtown Detroit and to celebrate the Lions, celebrate whoever your favorite team is. And so there's a few ways that we're recommending you plan your visit. One is to download the NFL One Pass, which is sort of your free registration access to get into the draft. It's all free. The event itself, completely free. So there's no tickets. You just have to download the One Pass so you can reserve your spot to get in, as capacity is definitely going to be limited, especially for round one on Thursday. So download that One Pass. The second is just follow Downtown Detroit Partnership, follow Visit Detroit, the City of Detroit, for up-to-date information about road closures, about where best to park and ride, where to take shuttles, where to pick up the queue line. You know, all the logistical information is out there as well. So lots of ways to take some time on the front end, plan your trip down, and it should be a smooth experience.
Let's delve into the parking for a little bit. It seems to me that it might be a smart way to go to maybe park a little bit further out and either walk or shuttle in. What's your advice?
Yeah, that's what I would do. I would sort of look at Corktown, Midtown, Eastern Market, Rivertown, and sort of plan my trip from there. And there's a lot of great ways you could do that. You could take a shuttle. You could ride a MOGO bike. You could walk. I mean, if we keep having weather like we're having, you know, we're praying for warm temperatures. So, yeah, that's what I would do. Certainly, if you're driving in, lots of parking options. It's just make sure you pay attention to if you're coming down on Thursday, you'll want to get there, one, really early, and two, just give yourself enough time so that you're not missing some of the action that you wanted to capture at the draft.
And I know there's the NFL experience for fans. What will that be like? Where is that?
Yeah. So the NFL fan experience is at Hart Plaza, and it leads up to the NFL draft site in the Campus Martius district. And that's just such a fun experience for everybody, including kids and families. And, you know, Bud Light is the presenting sponsor of the NFL draft, and they're certainly going to have big beer tents everywhere. There's photo opportunities with helmets. There's the 40-yard dash. You know, there's all kinds of fun interactive activities and that folks can enjoy as part of the fan experience. And, you know, there's lots of shopping opportunities, too. If you're looking for official merch, you can find plenty of that within the NFL experience as well.
What about restaurants? How best to go to a restaurant? Maybe make a reservation ahead of time? What kind of advice do you have with regard to eating and drinking and kind of hanging out with people on the streets of the city?
Absolutely. And be sure to support local. Yes. In downtown Detroit. You know, there's going to be a lot of people, so make sure you make reservations. If you're sort of out and about, the Downtown Detroit Partnership will have no shortage of food trucks, pop-up bars within the public spaces surrounding and outside of the actual NFL draft event site. So that's going to be a real value add when people come to downtown Detroit, no matter where they are, sort of like opening day and on a bigger scale. You know, people will feel like they can go from place to place and see the draft on the big screen, have plenty of food and drinks. Of course, lots of restrooms we're bringing in to make sure people have access to those. And so, yeah, just we're preparing with the visitor and fan experience in mind.
David Cowan is the Chief Public Spaces Officer for the DDP. What's on your checklist right now? What are some of the things that you are looking at that kind of keep you up at night?
Yeah, you know, and I was saying this to somebody earlier today, but because people have asked, you know, you're only 2 weeks away, how are you doing? And my answer is that the closer the event gets, the more comfortable I feel, because all of the planning, all of the, you know, sort of sleepless nights and problem solving have been mostly resolved. So now we enter into this execution phase, and it's really about seeing the fruit of your labor sort of now start to get built. And it really culminates with being able to see the hundreds of thousands of fans enjoying it. And I'm sure once the weekend's over, I'll have the chance to go back and watch it all on TV to see how it plays out for the other 55 million that are viewing it across the globe. So I'm excited. I'm ready. And our team has done an outstanding job of really rallying behind this and coming together.
Did you go and visit other cities that have had the draft, and was that helpful for you, David Cowan?
Oh, it absolutely was. Yeah, and I went to Las Vegas. I went to that draft. I went to Kansas City last year. So, yeah, it's not an unfamiliar event to me. I think what's so special about the draft is each city has the opportunity to showcase itself in really unique ways within the context of the event. And using the Campus Martius Park and the surrounding district, I think with the dramatic skyline, the backdrop there, you know, it's our number one public square in the USA, and really showcasing that on a grand scale is going to be really fun. The NFL took inspiration from our tree lighting, actually. So I think it was fun to demonstrate on a larger scale that we have the chops to sort of execute.
Absolutely. As the Chief Public Spaces Officer for the DDP, David Cowan, you've made a big difference here in Detroit way before the draft. How did you get into this job? And it seems like a really fun job, to be honest.
Oh, thank you for that, Ann. Yeah, my background is actually in urban planning and arts management. So I'm from Detroit originally, grew up between 7 and 8 Mile and Green Acres, and have sort of traveled to other parts of the world. I lived in D.C. for a while. Spent time in New York, in Moscow, Russia. So I've tried to take a lot of interesting placemaking experience from different parts of the world and really come back home to where I know the city best. And you know, what better place to do that than in these highly visible public spaces where sort of humanity comes together on any given day for any particular reason.
This is almost like a dream come true for you to see something like this in the city that you love and you grew up in. That's kind of cool.
So true. And in May, I'm sort of like, what's next? You know, because after 6 years of thinking about the NFL draft, you know, I suppose we pivot to the Final Four. I don't know, but or any number of larger things. You know, the Grand Prix coming right after, it doesn't give me too much time to be lost. But yeah, it will be interesting to sort of free up some brain space that was otherwise dedicated to the NFL.
I love it. David Cowan, Chief Public Spaces Officer for the Downtown Detroit Partnership. I have taken enough of your time. I know you need to get back to work, so thank you.
Thanks, Ann. Anytime.
And I'm Ann Thomas. Thank you for listening to Opportunity Detroit, and enjoy the rest of your day.